you guys know Kim Kardashian's only 5'2"?
Yeah, she's a fucking midget. And Khloe is like, what, 7'3"?
Probably. She eats you.
Yeah. Arr. You know? From Skull Records, it's the end of the Shell Show! In today's show, the gates, they're opening on Nipplegate. We are talking with Latron. We're your paparazzi, R-O-C-K in the White House, who has the number one single and who has the number one album. All that and so much more. We want you to enter the show. So as I'm walking in, you know, to our fabulous studios here at Sculler Records, you know, I'm getting out of the parking lot and there's these three girls walking, and it just so happens that I time it that I get out of my car and I'm walking right in back of them, and all of them, they all get together, you know, and then they decide to walk across the street and walk the same path as me.
Yeah.
And is it because I haven't shaved or gotten a haircut?
They like, clearly thought you're a pedophile.
Do I really look like a pedophile or a stalker? Like, these three girls, they look like I was out to get them.
No, you kind of look, you look petty.
And you know,
you look like a petty.
It doesn't help that you're Mexican.
It doesn't at all. But I mean, I'm in flip-flops, you know? I mean, it
doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think pedophiles wear flip-flops. I don't know.
Turtle, you're scary.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty scary, dude.
You know what else is scary? Some iTunes downloads. Let's get into the top five selling singles and albums of the week. And we are going to start it off with number five, Bedrock, Young Money, Lloyd. Still holding at number five. And then at number four, who is that? Lady Antebellum, Need You Now.
Yes, sirree. Holding on at number three again this week, Hey Soul Sister by Train.
And coming in at number two, holding there. I don't know. I like them, but it's I'm a Bee, Black Eyed Peas. Easy to say, easy to be.
And the number one single, We Are the World 25 for Haiti. This countdown.
Still?
Yeah, this countdown, nothing has changed from last week. It's the same countdown.
I think one song changed, and that was it. And
yikes.
I think it's the song that's coming off of our. Yeah, the singles didn't change.
Yeah, the singles
but
didn't change.
The albums did.
Yeah, let's go into the albums. At number five, we have Starstruck, and that's from the soundtrack. At number four, we have Lady Gaga with her Fame Monster.
Oh, big monster.
Rawr, rawr.
Coming in at number three, we've got Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. Holding on again this week, keeping at that number three spot.
The End, The Energy Never Dies, the END, Black Eyed Peas shooting to number two.
And the number one album for 2 weeks, holding on, maybe because it was Valentine's Day. Maybe it was some Sade. Making love with everyone because of the Valentine's weekend and whatnot.
I like the way it starts. It's just kind of old, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How does
very,
it?
Very timely.
Yes.
Classic.
It should be used in a movie.
It should be used to make more babies. It's probably being used right now to
Turtle,
make more
you
babies.
You were born to a song like this.
No, I was born to some Vicente Fernandez, probably.
Probably.
Pepe Aguilar or something.
Oh, so hey, listen, every week we're really trying to bring you guys up to date with the hottest artists, getting the most download action on iTunes. And, you know, really, it's always interesting to see who's earning their spot in music lovers' hearts. So if you'd like to take a closer look at this week's top-selling singles and albums that we just listed for you, please just log on to our website at entertheshell.com. It is just that easy.
And while you're there on our site, you can click on our blog section and check out where our award-winning music columnists are talking about this week. Every week, Sarah brings you an album and a cover review that has caught her attention. This week, her album review will highlight Rainwater. And this is the fifth album from Citizen Cope. This is the DC native and Coachella alumni's first venture out on his own label. And the first album in 4 years. So check it out. This folky yet lyrically strong singer-songwriter. And as he tries to take on the world of music. So take a listen and check it out. This quirky and admittedly different kind of dude. And check out Citizen Cope. Also, this week, we have a great, awesome cover review. Actually, it's a... what is it? It's not... No? No? Oh, I wanted it to be Vanilla Ice. But no, it's Under Pressure, done by David Bowie and Queen originally. And yes, The Used and My Chemical Romance.
Horrible. Oh,
what a travesty. What a travesty. So go check it out. Compare, contrast, see what you like about these songs. And others that we have. Just click on It's That Easy and leave a comment.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Let's get you moving a little bit, Turtle.
Let's start rocking everyone's body. Jeez. This song, I think, was made famous the most from the Super Bowl. What do you guys think?
It was titty-tastic.
Right?
It ruined television for everyone.
It ruined Super Bowl. There's never been a good Super Bowl since.
Right?
Super Bowl halftime.
Right? Ever since Nipplegate, this song was playing at the end. Justin Timberlake, he rips off piece of Janet Jackson's titty. Right?
Yeah, he ripped it off.
Her nipples exposed, and it was only exposed literally for 9/16 of a second, which is really, you know, nothing. It's an eyelash or something like that, you know. And so what's going on is the FCC is deciding to revisit this because in 2008 they dropped the charges, they dropped all the fines and stuff like that, right? And so now they're coming back and they're thinking, well, maybe we shouldn't have dropped these fines years later.
I think that falls under statute of limitations. I think that that's a isn't that a breach?
But well, it's 2004, so I mean,
no, that's six years later. You know what? You're innocent. No, wait you're guilty. On. Like,
yeah,
you know,
if
like,
they drop
no.
the charges. They dropped them, correct? The FCC dropped the charges.
Right, right.
So if they're bringing it back, I don't know. This has got to be going through like appeals court.
See, and this is what's crazy because, you know, do you guys think that ever since Nipplegate happened that the actual TV has gotten a little bit more risque?
Are you talking about the boob tube?
Right. You know, I mean,
I think it's gotten less risque. Yeah, I don't think that we've had sanctions. We've had to, you know, kind of cut down on the things that we see, and everything's they're so petty. You know, fines are huge.
I say yes and no with that because I think, like, obviously there have been no nipples on TV since then.
I don't think there were nipples before.
Okay, but if you listen to the radio and you listen to the type of music and the things that we are exposed to as a society, I think Janet Jackson's nipple is, like, the furthest thing from my mind at this point.
But here's the thing, and this is kind of my point. At the American Music Awards just a while ago, Adam Lambert, he goes on, and what does he do? He's like starts dancing. He gets one of his dancers and he starts like simulating, you know, should I say like a blowjob? I don't know if that's a little too crude, but maybe some sort of oral fixation, And to me, that's more than anything, more risque than seeing a nipple, you know?
Yeah, but I like watching a nipple more than I like watching a guy perform that.
I don't know, Justin. I don't know.
So I'm not going to lie. This is probably hands down my favorite part of our show where we get to speak with a fresh new artist every week. It's just what we do. We're expanding on all different types of music with these live interviews and artists all over the country. So, hey, listen, if you're a band, artist, actor, comedian, whatever you are, we want to talk to you. And Turtle, who are we talking to tonight?
Well, today's guest is Latron. Now, Latron, what she is she is an electronic...
Robot.
Robot, exactly, right? Well, I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. But we actually have her on the phone right now with us. Latron, how's it going?
Hi,
What up? How are you?
Latron. Good.
So is this the robot Latron or is this really
is
Latron?
This is
sexy robot Latron.
Right, right. Nice. And
love it.
And to clarify on who Latron is, she's not a robot, okay? Let's just get that myth out of the way. What she is her music focuses on electronic beats with hardcore synth and a little bit of melodic raps, right?
For sure.
Yes.
For sure, for sure.
She's like,
I'm still on robot mode.
She's like, master.
Yes. Yeah, and actually, I just saw, they sent over, and I saw it on YouTube, your video for In the City, and that's off of your Latron Nation EP. And I love the beginning of that, and that's when you are having dinner, and you just get up and you just walk across the table.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Yeah, and whose idea?
I'm sorry?
Whose idea was it for that video?
Oh, well, I mean, that was all my idea. Like, totally my idea.
She's like, I'm the shit, so take a whiff.
I'm not like an actress or anything, but like, I just had like all these ideas for the song, like kind of like after we recorded it, and I really wanted to do a music video for it, and I just had all these crazy ideas, and so we got together with a director, Aaron Sherman, who's amazing, and he spent a lot of effort and time for very little or no pay, and did an amazing job. And like, there's an amazing everyone that worked on it was amazing and awesome and worked really hard. And anyways, it turned out really awesome, and it was just really rad. Like, it was a really fun experience.
I got to ask you this: what is your favorite song off of your new EP, Latron Nation?
That's a good question. I really, really dig I'm Feeling Sexy, for sure. Like, hands down, it's the funnest to perform live. And I was really lucky. The late Uncle D, aka Uncle Disco, he's a good friend of mine, and he's the lead rapper for this the LA sex core group Briefcase Scenario. Mm-hmm. And he made me he's killer, dude, and he DJs around LA and shit, but he made me this sick beat, and he did all the music on it, and I just threw down I put some words together and talked about shit on top of it and made it kind of into a flow.
I really like it, so.
Well,
you're kind of a big deal, Latron. Listen, I gotta tell you, your music makes me want to party. Is that bad? Because I'm just curious. I'm curious. Does partying come in handy when you're writing your music? Because it kind of seems like it does. Like, maybe you're like out and you're like, oh my god, this would be the greatest song, and then you're like writing it on like a napkin, a cocktail napkin.
Yeah,
or something.
That's like totally how it went. Kind of, but like, I mean, I really started off honestly like in like the folk scene though. Like when I was a kid, like younger in like high school, and like when I moved out to California, I did a lot of like, you know, coffee shops and cafes, playing my guitar, and like, you know, playing the piano. I'm like a huge Ani DeFranco fan, and I just really wanted to follow in those steps. And anyways, I was just literally did a bunch of folk music, and then one day, I kind of like snapped, and I didn't play music for like a year maybe or 2 years, and I got a Mac, and I really wanted to make. And I was introduced to Peaches. And I was like, who the fuck is this chick? Like, yeah. And I like fell in love with it, and I was like, I want to do that, you know. So it was kind of like that, and then I just started a, you know, and then I was, you know, I'm in my 20s, and so partying and clubbing, like,
and dancing.
Not the clubbing, like Hollywood clubbing, but just, you know, like partying,
inventing
and, like,
dances,
really, like,
yeah, inventing. So
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, Turtle was talking about dancing. I gotta know this. What is the shrimp walk? What is?
I want people to know
what the hell is a shrimp walk?
It was, you know, like, it was just for fun, but I mean, it's just it's an amazing dance. You're gonna have to buy the book to find out. It's this phenomenon that swept America, like that we made up. It's just, you know, I'm really into like abstract like dance moves and like just like weird things you can do with your body and making them into kind of sexy moves. And it's, you know, I just think awkward moves are like beautiful, and especially when they're choreographed with like your sister and your brother in the video too, and like, you know, just fucking around before it was like a couple days before Christmas, we just made a video. And it kind of turned into this sweeping, like, you know, YouTube sensation, and we have about 800 views on it now, and we put it up like 2 years ago, so it's doing pretty well.
Nice.
That is fantastic. Well, listen, I'm all about awkward moves. with or without clothes on. So listen, when you were young and you started writing early, I heard you were like 8 years old. That's early. Like I didn't even have tits at that time. Do you remember what your first song was?
Yeah, it's really weird. I remember like it's weird. I remember my memory is really weird. Like I can't remember making plans with someone yesterday, and then they'll be like, "We're supposed to hang out tonight," and I'll be like, "What?" Like I don't even remember making plans, you know. But like I remember the weirdest shit, like being in my bedroom. Like I was raised in Northern Illinois. I remember where I was and everything, and I just remember writing like this little ditty and like this is cheesy like love song. It was like, "Will you come, my love? Are you waiting for me?" Like it was like some cheesy like words. I remember them, and
you should bring it back. I think you should bring it back.
Yes. Totally.
Yeah. I thought about it. I've considered it, but it accepted the fact that it really sucks.
Well, get her. Hey, I'll come do the shrimp dance for you if you sing it.
Well, Atron, it's now time for what I like to call turtle trivia. And this is the part of the segment where we have Kai versus Justin. Okay? And what's going to happen now.
I'm totally going to win.
Is I'm going to ask them some questions, and then they're going to answer what they think you would say, and then you answer whether or not they're who's correct, and then you give the right answer, okay?
Okay. And just to set up the rules, if one of us is right...
I can, like, change my answers.
Yes.
Yeah. Vote for me, vote for Kylie.
Okay. We're going to have the old-fashioned ding, or we will have the buzzer.
All right. So, to start it off, what decade does Latron wish she could live in?
Justin's going to go first. Let's see. I would say she wants to live in the 80s.
Me? That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you were wrong.
Latron? Answer?
You guys both suck. You need to, like, do your research. I wish I was living in the 60s.
All right. 1960s. All right.
I like the 80s.
All right. Out of five siblings, what number is Latron? Justin.
I will say Latron is number two.
Kai.
She's the youngest.
Latron?
Both wrong, but first of all, you're wrong too.
We're all wrong. You're wrong. The first time ever.
I have six siblings, actually.
Oh, well, but not counting you.
I'm actually the fourth. I'm the fourth out of seven kids.
Oh,
I'm like
wow.
Right
oh, jeez, turtle. Way to screw that one up.
That, dude.
Oh, okay. Trivia schmivia.
All right, Latron fears two things. What are those things?
I will say spiders.
And
go, that's my
okay.
I would say shrimp.
Latron?
I'm deathly terrified of tornadoes and tarantulas.
Whoa.
Oh, spiders. All right.
Yeah. And lastly, what is Latron obsessed with? Kai.
Me.
Justin.
Music.
Latron.
Oh, you guys are like totally both right. It was those two plus trannies.
Fantastic.
And trannies.
Woo! And trannies. Yay.
I knew I was good for something. Fantastic.
Well, I got to say, you are...
We all win. Everybody wins.
Yeah. We all win.
Oh, Latron, you're just a bundle of fun. We just love you.
Yeah. All right. So if you guys want to hear more of Latron's music, myspace.com/LatronJames. And she's going to be playing some tour dates February 23rd at the Hyde Lounge, February 26th and 27th. Go to her myspace.com/LatronJames for more info. Latron, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Right. Love you, Latron. Bye. We'll see you soon.
Bye. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
And don't forget to pick out her new EP, Latron Nation. Travis Barker, he's gotten himself into a little bit of trouble. I don't know if it's more trouble than anything. And it's with the paparazzi. It's those paparazzis yet again coming into play into celebrities. Have you guys seen this video? It was all over TMZ.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, Travis Barker, he goes to have lunch or breakfast with his family. And then all of a sudden a paparazzi guy starts, you know, giving him some shit. And then Travis Barker says, you know what, dude? In an hour, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
And he comes back.
Yeah. And I kind of respect that. The fact is that, you know, I'm not, you know, my feeling towards paparazzis. I'm not a big paparazzi fan. I just loathe the what's his name, Perez dude,
Gailton guy.
Gailton. And, you know, I'm glad that, Travis Barker came back. Because you know what? These people just invade their privacy, invade their lives. And I understand that they're public images. And, you know, I'm kind of guilty because we're doing this entertainment news that I'm kind of highlighting their faults and their shortcomings. But, man, these people just need to lay off. I personally, I don't think I could handle it. And I give them a lot of credit for being in the public eye.
I mean, yeah, let them live a little. It's funny. You know, Travis said something like, bottom line, you know, take photos at the red carpet, which, you know, I think that that's appropriate. There are things going on. There are concerts. There are events. There are award ceremonies. Cover those things. But when it comes to family, give celebrities some sanity, especially with how much this guy has gone through. Like, leave him alone a little bit, you know?
Yeah, you know, in other countries, there's laws that state that if a celebrity is with their kids, their kids are not allowed to be photographed or anything like that. And I think that's something that needs to be implemented here in the States. What do you guys think about that?
I agree. I think kids or no kids. I mean, there has to be a bar that's drawn. I mean, I just think it's a little excessive where we're at right now with this whole celebrity status. It's half the reason why these celebrities are going off on these tangents and thinking that they are what they are when they're really not, because we're building them up to be the prince and kings of pop when it's really not a big deal.
I feel the same way. I think it was good that Travis came back, showed him that, you know what, hey, listen, I'm here. And I'm going to come back because, you know what? I want to just have breakfast, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I respect that.
And he brought his friends.
Yeah.
And he brought my buddies.
And a gun.
And, you know what? And that's just the way it's handled.
And the tires got slashed from the paparazzi. I'm not saying that was a good thing, but you know what? Shit happens, you know? John Mellencamp.
Is it John Mellencamp or John Cougar Mellencamp or
Cougar?
Johnny Camp.
Johnny Melly Cougar. Yeah.
Well, whichever way you slice John and Cougar? Dice it, John Cougar Mellencamp. A lot of people want him to run for Senate. Okay, and this is because out in Indiana, where he lives, the senator that's there, Evan, he's going to be actually leaving, and so. The sea is going to be opened up. So there's all this speculation. There's a lot of support right now growing for John Cougar Mellencamp to become a senator for Indiana.
Oh, man.
Can I just say something? We have seen what has happened when we put people that have been in the limelight in some type of governmental position, a.k.a. I'll be back.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Well, Hold on.
Look at Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was a great president.
He was a B-list actor.
Yeah, he was a B-list actor. But look at Governor Jesse Ventura. Guy was a great incumbent. You know, I mean, the guy rocked.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Look at Sonny Bono, Senator Sonny Bono. I mean, that guy was bringing in a lot of good legislation.
But come on, John Cougar Mellencamp.
I don't know. I say let's see what he's got.
I don't think it's gonna happen for a few things. One thing is John Cougar Mellencamp. He's a fighter, and so even if he does get elected. You know, the Senate, they're not going to stand for his shenanigans. They're going to put him in these different subcommittees and basically get him lost in the whole judicial system. Another thing, how much does a senator make? $174,000. That's just the base salary.
Yeah.
Okay. John Cougar Mellencamp touring, he makes 10 times as much. For that, I don't think, you know, and granted, but John Cougar, he's for the flight of, you know, the whole farm industry. And he's against Iraq and he's for healthcare for veterans. Yes. But when it all comes down to it, he's going to make more money and he's going to do even better.
I don't think this is about money.
Right. But I think he's going to do even better going out, performing concerts and stating his opinions like that. I think he can do better for the people like that.
No.
You know, you should run for Senate. Kai, enter Kai's Celebrity Corner.
That's right. If you guys want me in office, you just gotta let me know. But this week, we're talking about missing actors, reunions at rehab. Here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood right now. According to People.com, the missing Growing Pains actor, Andrew Koenig, his parents are desperate to find their missing son. He's 41 years old from Venice, California. And you guys...
This is... Who is this one? This was
Boner.
This is Boner. That's right.
This is boner from from growing pains.
He's actually
he headed out to Vancouver, British Columbia a couple weeks ago, actually several weeks ago now. And apparently now there's new reports that he cleared out his apartment about 3 weeks ago. What a neighbor is saying. And that it started off as a garage sale, and eventually he put everything out on the front of the apartment. He was giving things away.
Wow. So I mean, that's not a good sign.
Nope, not a good sign at all.
Do you guys think he is like dunzo, gonzo, like bye-bye?
I think, I gotta say.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
It's really sad. Anyways, okay, so... Kourtney Kardashian. She was in Vegas.
Hold on. What is this call for, Turtle?
Oh, this calls for the Kardashian clock.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Kourtney Kardashian and boyfriend Scott Disick put to rest rumors that they are breaking up. They've been under fire.
5 seconds.
They've got a 9-week-old son.
Oh, no,
and Kourtney says...
All right, we're done.
They're still together.
No more
Kardashian. So for all of you that are worrying about that, don't worry. They are still together.
She's a little... Okay. I got to tell a little truth here. Little confessional.
You love Kim Kardashian.
I watched a marathon of the Kardashians.
Yeah, and you're going to put the timer on me. You have a lot of nerve, okay? Yeah. Anyways, on to other news. Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, March 27th. Pretty much. Get your earplugs ready. 15-year-old pop sensation Justin Bieber. He is going to be performing along with Rihanna. You guys think this is a good little duo?
Oh, yeah. No. Anything with Rihanna. What are you talking about?
No, I just want Rihanna by herself. I don't need someone messing up my view
Turtle
of Rihanna.
Turtle wants Rihanna naked. Yeah.
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Anyways, Chris Brown.
Last
but not least, let's talk about Charlie Sheen, because he's got issues.
Oh, don't say nothing about my Charlie.
You guys, first his wife has entered rehab. Now he is in treatment, too. According to people.com, he is into rehab as a preventative measure. He's taking some time off of his series, Two and a Half Men.
Great series.
Preventative measure.
I love Two and a Half Men.
He is also facing domestic violence charges, you guys, from that Christmas Day fight that he had with his wife.
Oh, so, are you talking about Tiger, or are you talking about...
No, I'm talking about Charlie Sheen and Tiger, their BFF.
Oh.
Yeah, anyways, so... on to bigger and better things. Let's talk about Milo, our fantastic blogger on enterthechild.com. You know, it's the last Friday of the month, and that means it's our monthly tribute to a legend in the music industry. Milo writes about artists of the week. I know we talked about Sarah earlier. Check out Milo's blog. This week he's talking about R&B superstar. This superstar was said to be the founder of soul music. He left us too soon. This artist was found dead at the age of 33 in Los Angeles. Clues. This legend has written some of the best known R&B songs of all time. But most importantly, he's one of our little Sarah's favorite singers. So Sarah and Milo are teaming up on this one, you guys.
Oh, tag team.
So make sure that you check out the blog section this Friday. Be part of this. You can have a threesome.
Yeah.
And find out when this change is going to come. And I think I know who it is.
Change is definitely coming like nobody's business. Actually, not really change. More of Aerosmith. They finally set it straight. Okay?
Thank you.
About time.
Yeah, Steven Tyler. He's back on board with Aerosmith, and they're actually going to be performing some concerts out in Europe. And June 13th, that's probably the first time you're going to see him. That's going to be at the Download Festival out there. So what do you guys think? You guys think that all this drama that has been happening with Aerosmith, do you actually think that this was real drama, or do you think this was just a way to keep them in the limelight?
Well, I think that after he got hurt, I think that they needed something, and I don't know, because... That really messed up a lot of people. When he got hurt and he fell, they lost a lot of money because they had to return all those tickets, and then his addiction issue. And that addiction issue is not his fault. I mean, he was addicted to medication. He needed it to feel good, you know, or to keep the pain away. So, you know what? I'm glad they're back.
I got two words for you.
And I don't think it was a stunt.
No.
I got two words for you.
Okay.
Publicity stunt.
Oh, you're bollocks.
On the other hand, you know what? This is what happens. Britney Spears shaves her head. Aerosmith, they're back together. This is what it comes down to, folks.
No, I think it's I don't think it's a publicity stunt.
You know what
stunt.
I think was a publicity stunt? And that is Nickelback. It's official. A pickle is more popular than Nickelback.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank you, Facebook. I thank you, everyone who voted for this fan page.
And by 50,000 more than Nickelback fans. It has 50. It comes out to 1,450,000 fans.
Yay! Because you know how much I do not like this band.
You love Nickelback. What do you think is better, pickles or Nickelback?
Pickles. I love the pickles.
I like to eat pickles while I listen to Nickelback.
Oh. Gross.
And I mean pickles out of the jar. Hey-o.
It's now time for shout-outs. If you comment, you become a friend on Facebook, you comment somewhere in the Facebook, or you comment somewhere in the site, we are going to shout you out. Big shout-outs go to Danny Medina and the Mad Inch crew, Andy, Harmony Noriega, Jen, Marshall, the Hoser, and Rick Yarber.
That's right. And we also have new followers on our Facebook page this week. Lots of love going out to Ed Martinez, Keenan Henry, Mark Sims. And I heard that Mark's actually kind of in the know with Justin Bieber. So hi, Marky Mark. Guys, listen, thank you so much for joining our Facebook. Love you long, long time.
Oh, Danny Boy. Gene Flowers, mother of Killers lead singer Brandon Flowers, has passed away after succumbing to her 2-year battle with brain cancer. She is survived by her husband, Terry, two sons, Shane and Brandon, along with her 4 daughters, April, Shelley, Amy, and Stephanie. She was 64. Our thoughts and condolences go out to her and her family and her friends. The summer's a go. And now back to our bipolar moment.
And get over it.
Most importantly, we do have a Twitter account. There is tons of stories that we couldn't get to. And that's on our Twitter account, twitter.com/enterthesHell. And here are the stories that we couldn't get to. Cypress Hill, they're calling in for a bunch of all-stars to be in their new album. So you can read about who's in there. Last of Johnny Cash's American recordings were released. We'll let you know about that. Captain EO is returning to Disneyland.
It has returned.
Oh, not already.
Oh,
it's
man.
About to.
Oh, it's about read to go about to the that. Public.
Exactly. Read about that on our Twitter, twitter.com/enterthesHell. That is our newswire. Demolition 3000 time. We Are the World, Sade, Soldier of Love, Nipples, Latron, Travis Barker, Paparazzi, John Cougar Mellencamp, The Senate, Steven Tyler, Aerosmith, and Pickle. Take that.
Let's do this, guys.
Oh, God.
That was a fast rip.
That was.
I like to take it slow, but we're in a hurry, so. <I'm just kidding. laughs> All right, the moral.
Guys, car's already ready.
The moral of this show, and take this with you for the remainder of the week, please, people. Demoralizer 3000, I quote, last night.
Can't quote a machine.
Last night, I found out that about 5 of my friends audio recorded us having sex through the bedroom door. Then auto tuned in the T-Pain app on his iPhone.
Yeah, he used auto tune on his T-Pain app.
Not even gonna comment.
There's an app for it, folks. Be careful. There's always an app for it.
An app for this pain.
Yeah, there's definitely an app for every pain. Hey, you know what? Be sure to check out the blog session. Milo, he did an interview with Beth Thornley, and she's an amazing singer-songwriter. She just released a new album, and she'll be appearing all over LA. So go ahead and search for Beth Thornley. Go to her MySpace.com/Beth Thornley and see where she's going to be performing.
Also, a little shout out to my favorite little ghetto bitch, Latron. Thank you so much for being on the show. I love having people on the show, and she was a lot of fun.
And yeah. If you're interested in being on the show, just like Latron, you could always email us at intotheshell.com. Also, you can hit us up on our Facebook page. Check our Twitter out. And if you still have a MySpace, you can do that as well. Remember, we're going to have this also on our website on iTunes. So check that out, along with our YouTube of our interview with Latron.
That's right. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, my friends. We are out of here. Later.
You can do anything you want to do. Everybody's going to stamp you.